It's time for Puck Off, and it's playoff time.
So the captain's extra, back.
Extra excitement.
We made it. We're in.
Yeah, man. Well, you are.
You're in the
well.
Well,
I'm in too with one of my teams.
Your wife. You're going against the family.
I was trying to get the Kings in too, though.
Oh yeah, as a Ranger fan, I can't have you.
We have a guest, the great Brian Des Moines.
Yeah,
is here.
Brian's here, man.
That's
straight
an
from
over-exaggeration.
New York.
Awesome.
So we're gonna have Corey calling back in. Last week, I told you I was the last guy. It's like the empty net goal had been scored, and I was throwing over the boards. Take over. Detroit looked terrible. The Kings looked terrible. The Penguins looked terrible. I'm like. Here by myself in the Bruins, and then Paul came in, bashed the Bruins, and saved the day.
Yeah, Paul came through. That was good.
But we're here, and
good to be back, and it's the exciting time of year, isn't it, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Starting tonight.
And your Rangers look real good.
Yeah, they do. The Rangers, actually, for the first time in a long time, I feel like, you know, the Rangers finally have a team that's legitimately a contender.
They really are.
I didn't pick them last year. I didn't think they were going to the Cup last year. I didn't think they should have gone to the Cup.
Well, you know,
we were up 3-1.
yep, that's true.
Disco Dan.
And they didn't really look as – they don't look – they look so much better now.
You know what it is? I just think it's the old adage that you got to lose before you can win.
That might have been what happened there.
And
huh?
I think you got the Rangers have a good young core of players that actually had to get that loss and then go, all right, now we know what it takes to win the Cup.
You know what? You know? They did play well in that final, though.
They did. I mean, I think the finals last year was a lot closer than the four games to win it.
They played
it
well.
Turned out.
They are the team to beat in the East.
I don't
think there's any doubt about it. They're the best team.
And they're playing your team.
They're playing my team. And, everyone's like, oh, you're going against your team. It's like, how can you say? I mean, my great friend Chris Neville, you want to bet? Like, geez, you're taking money off a dead man. I mean, I love him. And I'm so happy they're in just so Lemieux can buy some more wine.
Has Crosby moved out of his basement yet?
Yeah, he has his own house now. Gino's hurt, and he's playing anyway because he's a gamer. But the other thing that's interesting is against history is the only time the Rangers beat the Penguins ever in the playoffs was last year.
Yeah,
and the other thing is the Penguins in all time, if they've been kicked out. If they play the team the next year, they win.
Well, back to that miracle wrist healing? I don't know. Did he go to some sort of medicine?
Don't get me started.
When Adam Graves is out and that's it. You pick Graves out of the playoffs and it's just like all of a sudden Lemieux, he's out for like a game and then his broken wrist miraculously heals.
They put Adam names in like the Ring of Honor, and I don't even hate the Rangers, which is crazy.
They've had a heated rivalry.
They have, yeah.
Yeah.
The other reason why Adam Graves must still wash Messier's car. Because, I mean, you talk about a third-line plugger guy that got a career out of caring.
He's a little bit more than a third-line plugger guy. You don't score 54 goals in the NHL. I don't care who you're surrounded by.
He's surrounded by Messier
third-line plugger.
And Gretzky.
In
Edmonton.
In Edmonton, yeah, for one season he was.
And then he came, and then he rode Messier's coattails.
Well, I mean,
did he have other good goal scoring years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was an average about 20 goals guy. Yeah.
But that's in the old days when 20 was like,
20 was a thing. Yeah.
We can make this all about how much I hate Adam Graves, but we won't.
Yeah, that would be a show on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? It's an interesting matchup always when those two get together.
It's fun. They're going to Broadway. The thing is, we're playing with, our defensemen. They're like, oh, we can get Erhoff back. Erhoff's a pantsuit. Or we can get, Pouliot. Pouliot's, I have a new term now. He's a bikini. He's more scared in the corner. He's more scared in the corner than Yandel. Remember, I said, "Oh, Yandel, he loves Yandel."
I'm not saying I love him. I think Yandel is a great puck moving first pass defenseman. I think he's absolutely
the puck well.
He's definitely an uptick over Hunwick. I mean, that was your other option. So you had, because the Rangers were rocking McDonough with Girardi, you had Stahl and Boyle, and then you had Klein, who's a solid two way defenseman, and Hunwick. Matt Hunwick, journeyman. So, yes, I'll take Yandel over Hunwick any day of the week.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You paid an incredible price because the kid you gave away is going to be awesome.
Yes. Oh, Duclair is going to be.
The Duke is.
But you know what? The beauty of that trade is that Duclair is going to the Coyotes, and that means in 2 years when he's a free agent, the Rangers can re-sign
him
again.
There you go.
The beauty of that trade
the Coyotes
this year in the playoffs for the Rangers.
The farm team for the NHL.
He will disappear for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll disappear and he'll come back.
But it was funny as I especially last week, I bashed Sutter. I always say we got the wrong Sutter. You know, Sutter came up with the two big goals against Buffalo. I mean, we had four games to get in the playoffs. It took us to Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo making dreams come true all year round.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
But I officially will go through the picks. You know, it's sad. I love, you know how much I love the Penguins, but I'm a realist. A realist would say Penguins and or Rangers in five. I'm going to say Penguins in six.
You're out of your mind.
Just get Lemieux that extra home. Get Lemieux that extra home game.
You're out of your mind.
Oh, come on,
He needs a 70. He's got to go with his team, I guess.
I completely understand picking with your heart on that one, but I mean, it also depends on which flurry you get in the playoffs, too.
He had one bad season. He had one bad playoff.
Yeah, how do you do in the Olympics, too? When the game is on the line.
What Olympics?
He didn't end up playing.
He didn't play in the Olympics.
Yeah, because he got scratched for Brodeur. Yeah.
Oh, only arguably the greatest goaltender of all time.
Yeah. My God, that's
getting scratched for Brodeur. I know. That's a little. And you should be happy because Brodeur is why you won the cup in 94 because he choked in 94.
Hey, he was a rookie.
Exactly. Oh,
that was his rookie season. That was Brodeur's rookie season. That was his first year.
He made Messier and Graves, infamous. Well, Messier already was.
Yeah. So, what's your pick?
I'm picking the Rangers in six.
That sounds about
that's right to me.
Yeah, it sounds right.
I got Rangers in six. Yeah. I think the Penguins are going to win too. I don't think it's going to be a seven game series, but I don't think the Rangers are going to run away.
Flower had 10 shutouts this year, and he shut him out twice last year in the playoffs until all the problems started. But no more Disco. Can't blame Disco.
I see six. I think that's
the captain says six. There you go. I like that. I feel like we all agreed
on that one.
Yeah. Look at that one.
That's probably the last time.
That's probably the last one. Yeah. Yeah. But Rangers do look good.
Next series, everyone knows I've been.
This is an interesting series.
Yeah, I think so too.
Everyone knows I've been blowing the Islanders all year. I love Tavares, second coming, the closest thing to Lemieux that there is in the NHL right now. He's incredible, and I love their fourth line,
Clutterbuck.
Yeah,
gotta love Clutterbuck,
Mr. Martin and Cizikas. But I'm taking Alexander Ovechkin in seven. In seven. You shake your head because
I
you're
disagree.
You shake your head.
I do. I know. I'm shaking my head on radio. That's awesome.
Always effective.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a mime show. I'll just hold up paper from now on. No, I think the Capitals are going to lose it in seven. I think the Islanders. I have both. I agree with you on the games, but I think the Islanders are going to take it. I think the Islanders are a deeper team than Washington is. I think the Islanders can roll four lines, and they got that grinding line, that fourth line. If you actually match that Martin line against Ovechkin and then you let Tavares run rampant over anybody else, I think the Islanders take that series.
Harmonic is out.
Yep.
Big D.
Yeah.
Big time defenseman out.
Absolutely. But
I got to pick the Isles.
You're going with the Isles?
Yeah. And I think it will go seven. Yeah. I think it's a real good series, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a great series to watch.
Yeah,
You're right. I think your wild card factor on that's going to be Halak. If Halak actually doesn't let up a blooper from the blue line.
See, to me, Halak has looked. Everyone's like, Halak could be. You know, he could be in the All-Star game. He should be in the All-Star game. And then he just started looking like Halak. And as the snow melted on Long Island, so did secondary scoring. The Islanders were killing it for a long time.
Yeah,
this year.
They look good.
And then something turned it off.
Poso got hurt. They've been dealing with a couple injuries.
But then they move some guys up to young. Their first line still stayed the same. A tribute to Tavares.
Yeah, well, Tavares is an animal. And I actually have a buddy of mine, like when the Islanders were drafting first overall and it was either Hedman or Tavares, he was like, I think they should go Hedman. I'm like, you're out of your mind if you don't pick John Tavares. If the Islanders don't pick Tavares,
come on. He put the dagger in the Penguins that Friday night because he scores the big goals. He knows where to be. He's a superstar.
And he makes the players around him better.
He makes the players around
him
better.
He's an ace. There's no question.
I'm not knocking him. I just really feel... And very few people anymore in hockey are like this because it kind of isn't this way anymore. But I just think Ovechkin knows this is – it's almost now or never.
Yeah.
And I just think he is going to put that team on. He knows it's the best team he's ever had.
He's had to put that team on his shoulders a number of times, and he's never pulled it off.
He's never had to help like this. He's never had to – he has six legitimate NHL defensemen this year. And Holtby's a much better goaltender than Halak.
Yes.
He's good.
Yeah. You know, and you know,
and he's hot.
Orpik is four steps too slow, but he might be, him and somebody might be able to shut down Tavares. Not shut him down, but slow him down.
Yeah, but you got to do more than slow him down. And what are you going to do against the other three lines?
I don't think those lines are. I think
it's playoff hockey. These are going to be 2-1 games.
And they have the best fourth line.
Yeah, that Matt Martin line is.
If
the Martin line scores 4 goals in this
no one has been in this room and talked, and the captain knows better about the Islanders than me.
No, you have.
I'm an Islander guy.
As a Ranger fan, it hurts me to admit that.
Absolutely.
But I'm happy they are.
I see them winning that series.
Went down the stretch, I just see they kind of didn't turn it on, and then I'm just like, you know what, this is it for Ovechkin as far as this is his best chance to me. I think
his best chance was like 5 years ago when he had Semin and they had Arna and they had all those players. I think that was his best chance, and they didn't do it then. And I don't think.
Well, they ran into the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a really good series because
I know. What's the Islanders? That's the one that I really, because I love the Islanders all year, and I love their fourth line, and I love Tavares. I feel bad about picking, but I just kind of think it's Washington. I just think it's Washington's destiny to bury Trotz.
Well, the experts are saying that's the one series that could be an upset that I saw anyway.
I don't even know if it would be an upset.
Evenly matched.
I think the last 6 or 7 years I've been on the internet, you know, and even on some radio, giving picks. And this is the first year where I don't feel comfortable about any of the picks, except basically the Rangers beating the Penguins.
I'll tell you, I was looking at it earlier. It's a pretty tight lineup all the way around, isn't it? Every matchup is good.
And now, look at who we got. We got Montreal versus Ottawa.
I need Montreal.
The hottest.
But I'm going Canadiens.
I'm going Canadiens, too, because, I mean,
come on, our boy's going to step up.
Well,
the best goalie in hockey.
The king
Carey
of the
Price.
You would say the second best.
Second best, but, behind Lundqvist, yeah.
Yeah, but I think he's really...
Quick? What about Quickie?
Well, they're
Quickie?
All...
Yeah, he's doing great. He's a great golfer now, too.
Well, let's hope he's... I hope he doesn't have to play in front or behind
The Lady Steez?
No, the Flyers.
The
Flyers. I hope Claudia Giroux's not grabbing his ass.
Well, good
happen. Oh, where are the Flyers are on the Flyers on the eighth tee. Yeah. There we go. You know what though? I mean, Ottawa is bigger, faster,
with a
and younger,
goalie.
And they've had a good year.
No one's coming in hotter than the Ottawa Senators.
They've had a good year.
And Pacioretty's hurt. And Pacioretty's
is going to be a
part
big
of their team.
I just think Montreal's too skilled for him.
I agree.
As someone who I take into big effect first times in playoffs. And you get the deer in the headlights. And you're in Montreal. And then John Beveleau is newly sainted. He didn't go up to heaven to lose in the first round.
That's true.
He's looking down.
Yeah, his wife is still crying.
Yeah, I mean,
Hamburglar is a great goalie, but he's got a great future. But this is not his year.
No, we
got
to love the Hamburglar.
And quite frankly, Erik Karlsson to me is not. He's a minus player. Like he's not. I know Mathot has made him into like an all around better defenseman because they're paired together now. But I see holes in Carlson's game, and I the little Canadian guys, Pacioretty and Gallagher, those guys are gonna be swarming like bees around a hive.
Let me ask something, guys. I'm sure it's true in anything, but why does it seem like in hockey playoffs it truly is a different season? I mean, even in baseball or everything, they just say the players have to step up.
Yeah.
Why is that? Or why is it that?
Because every goal is a big goal, you know. If you're down, any game can change. You know, you don't want to end up losing any of those games. So like if you momentum swings, all that stuff. So I think with that one goal, who scores first, then you got to change your defensive style, and it just becomes more.
Why do they say like about a rookie?
I think
it's tough for a rookie to maybe he's had a good year, but okay, here come the playoffs. Now
you got to find that extra gear.
They don't really know because they haven't been there before.
The play is faster, and it's tougher, and it's meaner. And finesse And all that goes out the door for the most part.
And the refs
kind of
throw out the rule book.
But they threw it out all year. Right. This has been a debacle for refereeing. I mean, it looks like the WWF. I'm going to get to that in one of the goons of the week.
As long as Tim Peel is not one of the referees who got picked for the playoffs, I think we should be fairly.
It's just, I mean, they're not calling anything. It's a joke. But basically, you know, it's all about, you know, in the corners and who wants, you know, it used to be before Tortorella, no one dove in front of shots in the regular season, only in the playoffs. So it made it like playoff hockey is about being a man and who wants it more. Where in the regular season, you let things slide most of the time.
Yeah.
Not in the playoffs. Now this will be a bone of contention here because our esteemed guest thinks that the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to beat the Detroit Red Wings. I have Red Wings in six.
And I have it the other way around. I got Tampa over Detroit.
Wow. That's another one that the experts.
And who does the cat? Are you going against your wife?
I got to go Wings. But I'll tell you what, that's a real tight one.
I think you starting a goalie controversy right before the playoffs start, going with the rookie goalie.
But there's no controversy.
Yep, barbecue Bruce.
Sure there is. You take your guy who's set to be your franchise goalie in Howard, and you tell him you're going to sit.
Howard
is this rookie in who's got shelled. All right, he had a shutout against Carolina, but we even looked at the numbers prior and looking at what he did in his last few games.
He's not going in playing good.
No, he's not.
But every big game, that's who Babcock put in.
But remember, we had that thing last year with the Ducks, and it really hurt them that hurt their chances.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't want any sort of contention in the locker room. You want that team going in as a unit. And then you look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, you're going to have this rookie going to have to face Stamkos. Ryan Callahan.
I love the move. I absolutely love
bite him in the ass.
Are you going to go in there? It's easy to go, we'll put in Howard and blah, 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 and lose in six and take the paycheck and move to Toronto. Or you say, we're going to fight this team. I think the best chance to win is the young kid and to go out and win. Howard, it's so easy to lose with Howard.
It's going to be painful to lose with the rookie.
But, guys, that's why I brought up that point earlier about the playoffs, you know, when you have a rookie. Sometimes, let's say the kid was playing good going in. Still, it's the playoffs. Is he going to choke?
But Ben Bishop's practically a rookie.
But Ben Bishop's 6'7". There's nothing to shoot at when he's in the net.
But
there's nothing there.
He still has never made a big save in his life.
He's never been healthy in the playoffs.
It's another reason.
He's healthy now.
He'll probably get scared. I bet Abdicator will bump him, and he'll hurt his hangnail. He's for a guy that's 6'7", he has more phantom injuries than anyone in the NHL.
You know, I look at Tatar, and some of Detroit's young guys are really good.
More battle-tested than Tampa Bay's guys.
I hear you, but I
love Tampa. Tampa Bay's second line is the best second line in hockey, but they're all young too. And
Detroit
has a much better defense too.
And not
after Victor Hedman, and I know you love Stahlberg, and he's
Stroman,
good.
Yeah.
Stroman's good, but after Hedman and Stahlberg, I don't like Garrison's hurt. I like Detroit's defense much better.
Yeah, I mean, all right, you've got Matt Carl, and they've got
Matt Carl's garbage.
Yeah, all right, fair. But I think Detroit is the aging vet on this deal, and I think that I don't think they're going to be able to skate with Tampa, not for 7 years.
So Ben Bishop and the young kids are going to go into Joe Louis Arena and play good for three games.
Don't underestimate the value and what Callahan brings to that team too.
I don't underestimate
Ryan Callahan
Zetterberg
brings a lot to that.
Zetterberg
team.
And the Witch. Are gonna
the witches?
They know it's their last chance too.
Yeah, the witch knows that. But I really think it boils down to how the goalie thing goes for Detroit.
Yeah, and I think if you end up losing game one with the rookie, and now you got to look at Howard and tell him, all right, now you're back in game two.
But he's already pissed because you've had him on the bench.
You stapled him to the bench. So he's either gonna then if Tampa hits Howard quick in game two.
He's not going to play game two. He's going to get Mrazek will get two games unless he loses 6-0 in the first game.
Yeah. So he's let up a lot of goals in his last five starts. So now, aside from that shutout against Carolina, which again, whatever. But at that point, you know, you're looking at. I just think you end up if you lose if you give up game one, the numbers alone on how many teams end up winning a playoff series when you lose game one. That's too big of a game.
So game one's big.
I don't think game one is big. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head.
I don't think they're going to lose game one.
If you go with that rookie goalie, I think, yeah, I don't like it.
But he's better than Howard.
Where do they open up?
No, he's not. His goals against average is 244. Howard's is 238, and he's got a larger sample size. So you're talking what? 0.06 of a point?
I've seen tons of Jimmy Howard, and I've seen a lot of Mrazek.
Well, Howard wasn't having a great year, though.
No, he wasn't having a great year. But again, like I don't think Detroit. I don't see it. I don't see Detroit.
I just say watch out for Nyquist.
There you go.
I think the brilliance of Detroit is their scouting, and they find these players in the sixth and seventh round to turn into great hockey players, and I think that's what one of the things
they're a much more seasoned team.
Well, the thing that bugs me is Yzerman beating us.
Well, yeah, that's
I don't like that.
I don't think it's going to happen. Let's go out west.
You know, we could have. Are we going to have a goalie controversy again?
What's your? I'm sorry. How many games for Detroit, sir?
I see Detroit winning in seven.
Seven down to the wire, and
I've got the Lightning in six and three and a half.
In six.
I got
you want Babcock to quit at the three game?
Babcock's already packed.
I hope not.
Speaking of goalie controversies, what would it be without Barbecue Bruce?
Bruce brings it every year. Wow,
and this is a rough one for because my girlfriend's a Ducks fan. We have a cat named Korea. So let's.
Well, my pick here is in the other team I've loved all year besides. Well, actually, the captain loves the Jets.
I like the Jets.
I love the Jets. I barbecue Bristol script a 2-car funeral. I just think that Getzlaff and Perry, the dynamic, will not let them lose.
Don't forget
lose.
Kessler in that situation.
Will not let them lose.
Man, Kessler has been a great addition.
I don't think those two will let them lose in the first round. I think it's going seven, but I'm going Ducks. When it's down to the wire, Perry, Getzlaff on the ice are going to score big goals in game seven. But other than that, I mean, Winnipeg could win the cup. I mean, I really love Winnipeg. I love Winnipeg.
Yeah, I do too.
If Winnipeg was in the East, it'd be the second best team in the East.
Well, they might. I mean, I
think so.
They've had a wonderful year. I mean, they've had a good year.
They have, but I got to go Ducks. I'm taking the Ducks too. I think it's an experience situation. I think I don't think they can skate with the Ducks.
We always agree on the 1-8s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, the Ducks are a loaded team.
They are.
The question there is just always what's going to happen with that goaltending.
Yeah.
I guess Gibby's hurt.
Gibby's hurt, so they got to go Anderson.
And I think Anderson's the stronger pick anyway.
I would have taken Gibson. Gibson makes the bigger saves.
Because he's from Pittsburgh.
That too. Not exactly known as a goaltending hotbed.
No, not at all.
But Gibson was clutch in the juniors or whatever, whatever the world championships.
Yeah,
he was amazing. I just see hockey is always let the vets. Sometimes I think young blood. But speaking of young blood going down the drain, I have Vancouver in five.
Really?
Yes, Ian Bagel loved me for that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Goudreau will pull some magic. I think the Flames will win two out of those.
It's a one line team. You know what happens to one line teams in the playoffs?
They get burned. Yeah.
They play golf.
Huh. Well, I'm picking them.
You're picking the Calgary Flames.
Really? Yep, I'm picking the Flames.
I like
Johnny Hockey.
You love Johnny Hockey.
I know he can't do it by himself.
No, he can't.
One of the best lines in hockey, though, is him, Monahan, and
Honestly, Matt Cullen's a little bit has kind of got a bit of a resurgence in Calgary. So and he's got some speed.
That's another.
I know Vancouver had a great year, but I don't know. I just got a hunch.
Well, you know, they've never done anything before. I mean, they went one year, but they went to the finals. But I think another team that I think they see it's possibly could be their year. I think the Sedins, Verbata's played great with them. I'd never thought that. They have way more grit than they used to ever have with Matthias and Cassian and Dorsett. I just think they're a better overall playoff team. But, you know, Eddie Lack has to do it because the tandem of you know, I guess there's no tandem now because Ramo's hurt. So Hiller, Lack, you know. Pick a coin. Who do you like, my friend?
I'm taking Vancouver on that one. I'll take Vancouver.
You're taking Vancouver on that
one? Yeah.
I think in six. All right. Now we have, you've been waiting the whole time. The Minnesota people, they keep wondering, Twittering me, texting me, Facebooking me, what's going to happen? What are you going to do with Minnesota? What do you think I'm going to do? The St. Louis Blues in five. How many people can Matt Cook hurt? Not enough. Funny. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, the Wild has that good goalie, though.
They do.
Exactly.
He's probably one of the hottest goalies and had one of the best stretches.
I just think the Blues, just announced today, breaking news, they're going to go with Allen, not Elliott, and Nett. Really? The young guy. Yes, the young guy. Captain Kangaroo going young. I just think, their defense is a little overrated. Still very good. But finally, they got offense with Stastny and Tarasenko to match the grit up front. I think it's St. Louis sees the writing on the wall. This is their chance.
I'm sorry, Brian. They've looked great all year, St. Louis.
Yes.
The thing is, they often don't go deep in the playoffs.
They don't. They're like the San Jose Sharks.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. And
designed to disappoint your fans.
I guess I got to pick them. I got to pick them just because they've looked so good this year. But their history is they don't do well in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm picking St. Louis on this one as well, but I just don't have St. Louis going far, but I have St. Louis.
Well, I don't have them getting out. I mean, because then they have to go against the next team, which we will now have a little debate on.
Here we go.
Man, this is an unbelievable matchup.
We have the Chicago Blackhawks versus the Nashville Predators. I say the Hawks, I'll go right now, they're my pick to win the Cup. I have them in five, and now our guest knows a lot about hockey. We love him.
I'm going with the Predators, man.
Wow. All right, Brian.
I am taking the Predators over the Chicago Blackhawks.
You're actually picking the Predators to win the West.
I have the Predators picking to win the West.
And your reasoning, sir?
Pekka Rene, baby. Pekka Rene.
Good goalie, man.
He is a great goalie. They've got a great defense. I think people underestimated what Philip Forsberg will do in the playoffs.
He's a rookie, but he's a great player.
But the issue with rookie when it comes to that, these guys who come over from Europe. I mean, this guy had to play in the Swedish Elite League. You know what I mean? You're not playing with slacker hockey players. It's not like he's playing in the ECHL and then he's going to the NHL.
He looks very poised too, doesn't he?
Yeah,
I would respect him more if he won a Memorial Cup, because it's Swedish is still, it's still the, it's finesse hockey.
It's not
Bickle hockey.
Yeah, but look at
Bickle. Bickle does come alive at this time of year.
It's not Seabrook hockey.
I'm with you. But I think
in daylight saving times, James Neal. It's sunny outside. He ain't gonna score. Kane is back.
Kane,
that does help.
Sharp. Yeah. Sod, Marian Hossa,
who was one Stanley Cup loss away from having a world record, where he was with the Penguins and he lost to Detroit. Went to Detroit, lost to the Penguins, then went to the Blackhawks and almost lost.
But now he has two cups.
He does. He does have two cups.
So to quote the great Patrick Waugh, his ears are full of cups. He didn't hear what you said about him.
Yeah.
Remember, he said it to Roenick. Roenick ripped him, and he goes, "I can't hear Jeremy. My two Stanley Cups are in my ears."
That's a good comeback.
I love Shea Weber. I love Yossi. I love the kid, Popeye Jones's kid. But I mean, it's. They have the best third line. You talk about the best fourth line in hockey. They have the best third line in hockey with Shaw, Bickle, and Sod.
Yeah, Neil before Sod.
What's he gonna do, bro? Speaking of Ben Bishop, Pekka Rene has not really made any saves in his career. I mean, he beat Detroit once when everyone was hurt.
I think he's arguably one of the best goalies in the NHL.
Very good goalie.
And goaltending is tantamount in the playoffs. I think
our captain.
It's a great matchup. I guess I'm going Hawks in seven.
Whoa!
I'm taking the Preds.
Goalie controversies everywhere abound. There's only one thing to do. Mr. Hirsch.
Corey.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, buddy?
Things are great. We have another guy here, Brian, too. He's a big Ranger fan, so he thanks you for
absolutely
94.
Perfect.
Goalie controversies abound.
Yeah.
And awesome.
I know, and you were the coach last year in St. Louis. What do you think, Allen over Elliott? I always like giving the young guy a chance.
It's interesting, but I know that the way they've kind of mentored Allen into this. They took 4 years with him in the minors, and they've kind of developed him into this. And he had a really good run there down to the end. So I think they think that this is his time, and this is the guy that they're going to go with probably for years to come. So, it's an opportunity for him. But I think you'll see both those guys in the playoffs at some point here.
Really? Now, just by design, or if Allen falters?
I think they have two pretty good goalies. So I think what will happen is that eventually Allen's not going to play great every game. It's a lot of hockey. So if they falter a little, if things get a little bit go a little south, I think they'll go up to Brian.
Would you pick them though to keep advancing if they do keep flip flopping goalies, or would that be a sign of bad times ahead?
Yeah, that would probably be more of a sign of tough things ahead. But it might mean that they get down to nothing in the first or second round or whatever in the playoff series, go to another guy, and then for game three or something, and then end up playing them there. So that might be the way it ends up working out.
Okay, so if Allen does play well, and then you're saying they would just ride him the whole way then, though, right? They wouldn't flip flop just like, oh, they played too many games in a row.
No, probably not. I mean, you'd have to see something significant happen in a series, but in the series, they're all kind of like that. They have ebbs and flows to them.
Right.
So I think eventually you'll see Elliott play at least at some point.
Corey, I'm a Wings fan, and what do you think about Mazarik and Howard?
Yeah, that's an interesting decision there. Well, Howard just wasn't very good down the stretch. He didn't play well at all. So, I think really they were left with no choice but to go with Mrazek. They tried to give him a chance to play, the last few games of the year, and then Howard didn't play good again. So he's just not playing well enough right now. They've done what they've had to do by going to Mrazek.
Well, Mrazek also had a few shaky moments there towards the end.
Yeah, his last five, he only won one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he played better, though. He wasn't getting the wins, whereas Howard was letting some really soft goals. The last game Howard played, I think, two were off the side on the goal line, and he just did not play well at all. Whereas Mrazek played well. They weren't scoring. They lost some games 2-1. It didn't really work out. And I think Howard played the game where they played against Arizona, where Arizona had scored more than two goals in over a month.
And the writing was on the wall.
Yeah,
the writing was on the wall, too, because every big game, Babcock went with Mrazek. It seemed like.
Yeah.
Like that's who he was, putting his faith into.
Well, I mean, which is a bit surprising, maybe they just feel that Jimmy Howard can't get them a cup. So what happens to him in the future? Do they move him? Does he stick around? Like, how does that whole scenario play out? And then things happen, though. Mrazek could not play well in game one. Jimmy Howard plays well in game two. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Howard's the guy again. So they score two.
Yeah, and theoretically, it might not even be Babcock's problem if he doesn't come back next year, right? So
then that's my problem.
He doesn't have to worry about Howard's feelings if he's in Buffalo with Connor McDavid.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly it, right?
Right.
The turnover is so huge that you don't even know that's even going to happen.
I have a strange feeling that Vancouver's going to do well. For a couple rounds here, and I was wondering, what's your take on Eddie Lack versus Calgary? I guess Ramos hurt, right? So it's versus Hiller. So who do you like in the goalie battle there?
Well, I tend to lean towards Hiller just because of experience, but with Vancouver, I think they probably have the better team. So that'll be a bit of an interesting series. I mean, Eddie Lack's a good goalie. He's playing really well right now. So we'll have to wait to see how that goes. He's been taught really well by Roy Monson, who's a really good goalie coach. But that series is interesting because those two teams, if they played anybody else in the first round of the playoffs, they might be knocked out. So, but instead they're playing each other and one's going to move on.
Yeah, I don't know. You're close to the you do a lot of Vancouver games. It seemed like they have a sense that this could be their year though. Just a sense like the Kings are gone. They seem to have a lot more grit. They Bieksa and Elder played much better this year. It just seems like if Lack can play some good goals, it seems like they have a good chance this year to at least go further than usual, right?
Yeah, I think they have a good team. I'm not sure they're deep enough in their forwards. I think they've got two good lines. I think if you get into their third and fourth line, I think it's some issues there where, you know, another team will play their third line and kind of eat up their third line. So if they are going to have issues, it's going to be there. It won't be so much on the defense or on the goaltender.
Right on. Who do you like in the East?
Well, for me, it's it's the Rangers in Tampa.
Brian loves you.
That's what I said. The same thing. That's my picks for the East Conference. Yep.
So you think Tampa gets by with Red Wings?
Tampa hasn't got the press or the publicity, but they're a good team too. They got a really good team. They can score. They're a high scoring team in the National Hockey League.
Yep.
They got a good goalie, so
they do.
You know, this might happen for them.
We're on the same page, Corey. You know, we just talked about this. That's my pick.
Now, Corey, I would never go against you on your expertise, but
but you did.
I'm gonna on this one too.
I believe you said five, didn't you? No, six.
I've never seen Ben Bishop play a big series and do well. I mean, I know he's been hurt, but I mean, you know, it's Dak suit and, you know, Zetterberg and Nyquist and
Tatar.
There's a lot coming that the man who's never really stopped the puck in anger. You know, I don't
know. It'll be interesting, that's for sure.
Okay, well, you liked Ben Bishop. There we go.
All right. all right. So, what other matchups can we talk? How about going back to the West for a second? The interesting one for me is Ducks and Winnipeg.
Well, I think Winnipeg's got a pretty strong, big team. And I think if they get some goaltending, I think they can do some damage in the playoffs. So Anaheim's got Getzlaff and Perry, obviously, who are two good players, but they've got a lot of question marks at goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, the goalies have been good at times, like really good. And then at other times, they've been so inconsistent that you really don't know who's going to show up. So, that's going to be an interesting series, and I think Winnipeg's going to end up in that.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, okay.
It doesn't get better than having Corey on.
Yeah, I love it.
We love
his pick with Tampa Bay.
No, I'm going to change my pick in every website on earth. I just have one more question for Corey. We love having you. Thanks for joining us. Can my Penguins take it to at least six games against the Rangers? Can we win a couple? Do you think?
I don't know. They make me nervous. They were so bad down the stretch.
I know.
Like, not just a little bit bad. Like, they were Buffalo bad. which is bizarre. I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah.
Their defense, they've got so many injuries. They get some guys back on defense, I think it might be a little better for them. But, you know, they still got Crosby and Malkin, so you still can't count them out. They're still two of the best players in the National Hockey League. Yeah. I wasn't sure that, you know, they were playing as hard as they could have there towards the end, and which makes me think that maybe they don't like their coach. I don't know how this is going to play out in the playoffs. If they get some guys back from injury, they have a chance, but, you know, if they play the way they were, that's going to be four straight.
Yeah, well.
I gave the Penguins two based on the Crosby. I think the Penguins could eke out two wins on that, but and if Fleury stands on his head, then they'll be all right. But I have the Rangers in six on that.
Yeah,
one.
Rangers. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a stretch for Pittsburgh to win that series.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's a complete stretch, but you know, there's only hope. It's why it's the beauty of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Corey, thank you so much for joining us again, and we'll talk to you next week. We love seeing. I love seeing you on the tube too on the sports net. It's
great. Man, it's cool.
Looking good. Looking good. Thank you, buddy.
A lot of fun.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, Corey.
Okay.
Corey Hirsch,
the great Corey Hirsch,
agrees with me on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Wow, you two guys lined up.
There it is. Those are my picks for the Eastern Conference. I got Tampa beating Montreal in round two, and Rangers versus Tampa in the Eastern Conference.
You're on record.
If we mention any upsets, what would it be? It would be. I picked Winnipeg over Vancouver. I thought that might. Calgary over Vancouver.
Yeah, I took the Red Wings.
And you took the Red Wings. Me too.
They took the Red Wings.
But what looks
I should have took the Jets and I should have took the Islanders, but it's already said and done. Now that everyone's been talked into it for 3 hours. Well, because I love both teams.
Well, it stinks
to go against who you kind of want to root for anyway. Yeah. But just mentally,
generally, though, doesn't it look like a pretty good field?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there really are. I don't think there's really any clear favorite. I mean, all these series are going to be pretty tight.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Fun
stuff. Now we have the final regular season awards season.
All right. Our final awards.
Final awards of the season. Fantasy.
All right. What happened?
Elbowing our esteemed guest, Jose Galvez, kept up triple digits at 103 points he won.
He was way ahead.
Yeah, he beat Giroux's Buck Grab. He beat Beemeyer. I was ahead of the league by like 20 points at Christmas break.
What do you think happened?
What happened was I had Jimmy Howard in net.
Oh. Wow.
I thought you just forgot to dress players. And you're just like, fantasy.
That explains a lot.
That was one of them. I mean, that was some of it. Gino got hurt. That was some of it. And they just fell apart. I literally fell apart. Hartnell was hurt a lot of the season, but
you had a Hartnell.
People know I love Scotty Hartnell. He is a man. He's a player.
I have issues with Hartnell.
Everybody does. But if he was on your team, would love him.
My issue with Hartnell, and honestly, I feel this way about players that play with that edge and wear a visor. If you're going to drop the gloves, take the visor off. If you're going to be that kind of player, take the visor off.
Yeah, but you know what, though? And I agree with that. But he's also a type of player where half those guys that play like he does don't ever fight. So he does his fighting.
But, you know, like if you're going to be doing the pawn in the face and you're going to be doing all that stuff, come on, man. Don't drop the gloves with the guy.
Most guys don't wear visors. I mean, most guys wear visors.
I know. Now it's becoming more and more.
Here we go. Now let's do, first of all, you'll be happy to know that no one, your man in Columbus, Bobrovsky, stop Tavares straight out of the box.
Well, Bobrovsky's pretty good.
So no one will get the Claude Lemieux award this week. we give the Claude, but there's no music because he hates Claude Lemieux.
I hate him.
Like Claude?
I know.
There you go.
Exactly. But we call that when you score, come right out of the penalty box because Lemieux made a career out of that.
Yeah.
Skate across the red line.
But we do have some great goons of the week.
All right, here we go. Goon of the week.
We have Jonathan Huberdeau, a score guy doesn't want to mix it up with Zdeno Chara, just cross checks back and forth, right? Same game, McQuaid just was cross checking Huberdeau for like an hour and a half. That's why I tweeted. I think the refs in this were from the WWF. I mean, he's behind the play for 5 minutes again, just crushing the face. So then Petrovic went over and fought McQuaid, and Petrovic fighting McQuaid is a lot. For Petrovic, because McQuaid's a tough customer.
Yeah.
And I would love for the Penguins to get him. Now we also have Versteeg with the people's elbow on Petrangelo. And two more good ones here. One, just Hartnell, for no reason other than ruining the final game party on the island. Only Hartnell would score with 4 seconds left to ruin the party on Long Island.
Come on.
I mean, like, the ultimate villain. This just old-school goonery, you got to love it. They called up Colton Orr, old-school goon, called him up just to say goodbye, to retire. And he stepped in to save to basically save Dion Phaneuf, who took liberties with this guy Flynn for the Canadians, and then PK Subban stepped up. So I don't know, Subban versus Phaneuf, it might be a wash, but or did do the old school goonery of stepping in and saying, "Not on my watch."
I like it.
Yeah, so we got to give it to Colton Orr just because he's the old school goon. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, old school Colton Orr has probably one of the craziest knockout punches. Did you see that? Was it Fedoric on the Flyers?
Yeah,
all those years ago when Jágr was getting run by the Flyers, and Colton Orr just tapped him on his shin pads and just one punched him, knocked him cold. And Colton Orr's a bad boy.
Well, that's how
I got to go with Orr.
That's how England got famous. Was he knocked out Orr? He broke his face, and then England didn't want it. Then England danced around the next 5 years. Now these are big. So now we go to the save of the week.
Save of the week.
Cinderella's playing on the cruise right now.
You gotta love. Oh, that's right, bro. You missed.
Thanks, Kings. Thanks,
wow.
Kings.
Wow. Kept us out of a gig.
Yeah, kept me out of the Monsters of Rock. Well, I got to meet Jillian there. That's all good.
Yeah, that's cool.
We have the Hamburglar. As a Ranger fan, you probably saw this one. He saved it with his butt on the 2-on-1 with TJ Miller.
Yes.
In Hayes.
Yeah.
An insane save.
Yeah.
That Hayes kid is he's something special.
Yeah. Honestly, you know what? A weird stat, and they said this in one of the last Ranger games. Kevin Hayes actually led the Rangers in scoring after the All-Star break.
He was, I believe it.
As a rookie. This kid, yeah, I mean, when everybody was complaining about the loss of the first-round draft pick when St. Louis came to the Rangers from losing Callahan, and they lost the first round, but the Rangers ended up signing Kevin Hayes. So thanks to Chicago for not signing.
Now we have Halak on Sid right in front. Sid Moore moves than Mae West. I'm quoting the great Mike Lang. Couldn't beat Halak. Then we have Jimmy Howard, a resurgence on the save of the week with Smith Pelly, our old friend
from the Ducks.
Yep.
Right in front of the net. Jimmy Howard coming up big. And then I think the big one, the one that sent Looch, my man crush, golfing, was Holtby on Lucic. On the break, breakaway.
That's my pick.
There you go. And you got Luch out of the way, Captain.
Yep. Thank God. It was a year late, but we still got him out.
And the asterisk on that one is that actually Holtby was shutout. The Boston, he was 3-0, three shutouts against the Bees. So you wonder why the Bees are golfing. Thank you, Brandon Holtby. Now we have the two prestigious ones right now, and I love these. I love these. Let's first go with the Ronnie James Dio.
Here we go, Man of the Week.
The Man on Silver Mountain.
Yeah, this was
the silver medal on this one goes to a guy I much maligned, but he actually ended up with 21 goals and the two biggest of his career to help the Pittsburgh Penguins. Not back in, but slide back. Maybe do the electric slide into the playoffs. And he did it after taking a puck to the face.
Yeah, had the stitches, man.
Had the stitches in his face. And it was funny because it was the Getzlaff Award. It was Coletta that hit. I mean, Coletta, he damages people when he's trying to play hockey. He hurts people, Patrick Coletta. But actually, we're giving the Dio Award right now to the guy who won the scoring title on the last day. He got a hat trick on the last.
You
got
to give it to him.
I really thought Tavares was going to win the scoring title this year.
It was so Lemieux-ish, too, of Tavares because he scores to win the game in Pittsburgh. And it's like, okay, so the next night, I'm just going to go out and win the scoring title. Yeah. But what happens? Jamie Benn on one leg.
You
got
to love it.
Hit an injured hip, got the hat trick, and then the assist on the empty netter with 4 seconds left.
He's the man of the week.
That's the Dio. And you know, what's going to happen is Dallas is going to get a defenseman, maybe Paul Martin, maybe somebody else. And next year, I'll be picking Lindy Ruff to win a playoff series because Lindy Ruff still rules.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you don't know, Brian, but I say if Lindy Ruff was the Penguins coach the last 5 years, they'd have two more cups.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Lindy Ruff's a hell of a coach.
Love Lindy Ruff. But now the most
our favorite award next.
Prestigious of all, I'll let the captain do it here.
The Bob Probert Award. Yep. You got to get a goal and a fight.
There we go. Sometimes it lays empty because you have to earn it.
Doesn't happen every week.
It doesn't happen every week. Now we got this one. We got a couple runners up because not – of this. We have a Scud Scuderi. I'll quote the great Mylan again. He hasn't scored. He didn't score since the seventh grade picnic. He got the big goal in Ottawa. He scored the big goal against the Islanders, and he injured Harmonic. So to put their best defenseman arguably out of the game, still out of the playoffs, and score a goal.
Losing Hamannik is going to be a rough
huge.
One for them.
Yeah, that is.
Another runner-up, just because I think it was so great, this kid from Florida, Nesterkov, he took the people's elbow from The Rock. He took the American Dream's elbow from the great Adam McQuaid, came back and scored a goal. But that is not going to do it.
No, we got a winner.
We have a winner. Mr. Probert. I love how the captain does.
Oh, man,
I love Probert.
Looking down, he's so happy to give it to a true goon, an old school enforcer who came up, the great Eric Bolton on the island. The goal in the fight. And he fought Prout, too. A tough kid.
Yeah.
I think Bolton probably got 20 years on him.
And he got a goal. That's our winner.
Isn't that great to end on?
Bob Probert would have been proud of.
Oh, well, such a high note to end on there.
Yeah.
For the award season. I mean, we have to give it to somebody else.
It was clear cut.
Oh yeah, just.
Well, it's exciting, guys. Here we go.
Playoff hockey tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Starts tonight.
Get your TVs. We still have tons of stuff to say though. Here's the funnest thing of all is Mike Milbury. Pick the Kings in Boston, and he's your lead analyst for NBA.
Your top guy. Oh yeah, Milbury, that son of a gun.
Yeah, he knows his stuff. Yeah. He knows his. I shouldn't talk. It'll probably be what?
Catherine Tappan made fun of him.
We love Catherine Tappan. Yeah. I love Catherine Tappan. In Toronto, I get everyone the John Moses Award. Our buddy Johnny. Everyone, Shanny fired. He fired the hot dog.
Everyone.
He fired the hot dog vendors up there.
I wouldn't be surprised. Wow. Yeah.
He did. He fired like 40 some people.
Good thing Shanny couldn't fire himself.
Yeah. Here's the video of Shanny firing people.
Yeah, seriously. Wow. He's going to explain why he did it. Are we going to get those really boring videos on NHL.com of Shanny going, this is why I fired the assistant coach? You can see.
No one loves Shanny as a player more than me, but he's done nothing but disaster. Anything else?
When he was handing out suspensions, it was there was the running gag. It was the wheel of justice. You had no idea. It was just like three games. I don't know. I have no idea why.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
And it was just like, oh, well, you did the same thing 24 games because you. And you're like, how?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the Isaiah Thomas of.
Yeah. He's been the.
I got to use that. I got to use that.
He's been a favorite player of ours. But after post,
yeah, he career, yeah. He's mangling the Toronto, but he really mangled the disciplinary off.
Well, it was a mess. I mean, I don't know whether or not what Stefan Quintal is going to do a better job, but whatever,
I know. Well, you pronounced it right though.
The Leafs did have to make some changes here.
Yeah.
Do you think everyone had to go? What do you think's going on there? Was this their worst year ever?
No.
I don't think it was their worst ever, but it's not.
Well,
it wasn't.
The thing was they were a borderline playoff team under Randy Carlyle, and then they fired Randy Carlyle, and they just, I mean, they absolutely quit. They quit like the Minnesota Wild no excuses.
Brian Burke left that organization a complete disaster when he left. Couldn't draft a goalie. Got rid of everybody. They were all over the place.
Brian Burke is the most overrated. I mean, thing in hockey. He's one of the most overrated people in hockey.
Yeah, he's just systematically ruining Canadian franchises all over the Great White North.
Speaking of GMs, Boston's GM and Paul Mercurio last week was calling for his head on a platter, but Shirelli was axed today. And what's his name? The power forward should look in the mirror. Cam Neely should look in the mirror.
Yeah. Well, the Bruins don't make the playoffs.
Claude Julien will be next. They wanted Julien's head for a month. What do you guys think about Sutter? I was asked that a couple times this week. The whole thing about Sutter being locked out of the locker room.
What do you think that was? What was that? Is that just a union thing, or is that
a union? It never seemed to me that Sutter lost the room. I mean, you can tell when coaches lose the room. The Kings always seem to play hard for him.
Well, wasn't that more about a lockout thing or a meeting, or was it?
Oh, it was a players-only meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Oh, so look at the captain once again showing the.
Well, the, you don't want the coach in on that.
Yeah, I wish I would have thought of that answer the 10 times I was asking.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I think they like Sutter.
But here's the thing I need
my cap. I'm just a bruiser winger. I need the captain, the center of my line.
So you're the Adam Graves to his Messier? Is that
No. No, I'm not. I don't slash people's hands.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, don't worry, they'll heal in a day.
Now, something you will be happy about. Something you will be happy about, though, your boy Rigueur is.
Yeah, Robin Rigueur. You know, the king should sue him for fraud for being an NHL defenseman this year. He retires. I think everyone can tell him. I knew you were done last year. You had to come back and pick up a paycheck.
Well, now let's say Slava Voynov had not had his issues, which were pretty bad, by the way.
Calgary would be golfing.
That's what I think.
Yeah, Calgary would be golfing.
Don't you think that was the one piece of the puzzle that kept the Kings? Or mainly, they had some other issues, obviously.
Yeah.
This is the first time that Julian from Boston's missed the playoffs. He might get canned. First time his whole run.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think you can fire him. I don't think it's his fault.
Here's the best news that happened this week. Jaromir Jagr signed a 1-year deal with the Florida Panthers.
He's just collecting jerseys at this point.
He's collecting points and goals. And I'll tell you, if we had him instead of Daniel Winnick, we would be we'd take it at 7. We would take you to 7. We wouldn't all be sitting here saying, "Oh, how could there possibly the Rangers win?" Because Jagr on the third line and being on our power play, he looked good in Florida.
He did.
I know I'm his biggest fan, but he looked good in Florida.
Listen, I mean, like, as a Ranger fan, like, Jagr was great for the Rangers.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's great for everybody.
Everybody. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he's an amazing hockey player.
Right.
But So he'll be in Florida. So where does he get traded at the deadline?
Hopefully to Pittsburgh.
No, he's already got one of those jerseys. He's got Dallas. He's got Philly. He's got to
get a new jersey.
Does he have every team in the Metropolitan Division?
He has to go.
He's got a Caps.
He's got a Penguins.
He has to go. Rangers, Devils.
About that. Yeah.
If he becomes an Islander, he has the whole Patrick Division.
Yeah.
I call it the Patrick.
Well, yeah, back in the
Carolina, Columbus, their expansion. I mean, they don't.
Yeah, it's very weird that those are metropolitan. Are they really?
Yeah,
Carolina.
You can jump off the biggest. Right? You can jump off the biggest building in Columbus and not break your ankle.
Pretty much.
I've tried.
I used to rip on Columbus all the time like last year. But we didn't talk to Corey about the. Did you see the BU goaltender flub?
I didn't see it.
No.
No.
As in the captain's an old goaltender. To win the NCAA championships with like 5 minutes left, he caught the puck in his glove and dropped it to play it and then lost it in his feet and it went in. Providence won the Frozen Four.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, the biggest gaffe since, not even his fault, but since Steve Smith shot the puck off, in Edmonton off his name's leg.
Oh, that's brutal. I didn't see it, but yeah, that's that poor kid. He's
It's a long flight.
It's a long bus. It's a long. I mean, he's on. That's something.
Mercurio's got to be happy though, because he's from Rhode Island.
Yeah, he was picked. I forget. We didn't talk about it last week. I'd have to. A couple more fun things here, just about Carey Price, 43 wins, right?
Most wins ever
by a Canadian.
What? Even Gold more 10. Than the great Jacques Plante.
Jacques Plante got 42 twice.
Wow.
Ken Gryden once. Patrick Waugh never.
Look at all their great goalies.
You kidding
me? All right. Yeah. I mean, Montreal is.
Are we going to knock Patrick Waugh now?
No. Although, you know what? Gryden? What is? I'm just shocked at the Patrick Waugh new phenomenon that everybody pulls the goalie with like 6 minutes left in the game when they're down by 3 goals.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, guys, though. Who would you pick? If you had to pick one goalie of all those Montreal goalies, who would you pick?
Patrick Waugh.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see the other. Well, I saw Ken Dryden play, but that was such a different. It was such a different era.
Dryden was pretty good.
Yeah. It was the one other thing I want to say to make everyone from Boston feel happy is Tyler Seguin was late for practice the last day of the season.
Is he scratched?
So he played. So he was a troublemaker. It's a good thing you got Louis Anderson or Erickson.
Oh yeah.
Or Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson would be a good goalie.
Absolutely. Big guy.
He probably scored more big goals than Louis Erickson. But
couldn't get it past him, I'll tell you that much.
That was a deal last year that I was shocked that happened, that they just like gave up on Seguin like that. I couldn't believe it.
Right on. We're gonna run here. I just want to say, just one little thing, because our great producer, thank you once again, Andrew.
Andrew, thank you.
This gives me the chills. This gives me the chills every time I hear it, because it was a game six. We won game six, and this is what the Hall of Famer said to go play Detroit. Game seven. It's the playoffs. Yeah. We love them. I'm Joe Bartnick. I will be at Gotham Comedy Club headlining and Paul Verzi, the All In Tour, May 8th and 9th, with special guest Giannis Pappas.
Great.
Mr. DeMoon.
I have no idea what I've got coming up yet. Just follow me on Twitter at Brian DeMoy. Yeah.
He knows his stuff. What a great guest.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
Thanks for having me. You're
always welcome
It's great to hang out and talk hockey.
Good luck to your team.
We're going to have you back when Nashville and Tampa are out.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see what happens.
Captain, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming back in Vegas.
I had fun in Vegas, and I miss you. And, it's nice to be back. But I will be on KLOS Sunday nights, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. If you get a chance, check it out, please.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us on Puck Off. We are out.